And it's very, you know, I'm myself, I'm puzzled by this whole thing. Number one, this is the perfect bug. We have never seen this bug before. This bug has two DNA sequences which are very unique. You find these isolated sequences in other E. coli, but to have them two at the same time makes the bug highly toxic, resistant to antibiotic, and these things are transmitted to other E. coli's. Mm-hmm. Second, the spread. I mean, we have over six nations now in Europe with E. coli, and this type of E. coli is not only killing people, you mentioned 22, but it has rendered over 600 people with kidney failure. And once you have kidney failure from E. coli, if you survive it, that's great, but you're going to have, you know, this is a problem that you're going to have for the rest of your life. So I'm very puzzled by it.
Do you tell them don't eat vegetables? Do you tell them wash them? I mean, what advice do you give them?
Well, listen, right now there's no source. Multiple vegetables have been identified, but I question the whole thing. I know I am worried about other motives here behind this E. coli outbreak, and that this is something that puzzles me. And I have asked many scientists, do you think that this is nature acting in a bioterroristic way, or is there something going on here that we don't know? Because I'm not getting any answers from the CDC. The CDC has been very quiet. What kind of preparations are we doing in the United States? And you know, this is not the kind of epidemic that people said, well, it's just a warning. They don't know what they're doing. This is something that is killing a lot of folks in Europe.